So what I'm trying to say here, and where the field needs to move, right, and this is, I think, an exciting area we can talk about for this discussion to make it a little bit more relevant, is we need to tailor the chemotherapy to the tumor, both, you know, on a histology basis and also ultimately histology being kind of the poor man's surrogate for the genomics, proteomics, whatever that's driving the tumor. So what did I suggest for this patient off study is he has a full-on chunky adenocarcinoma, moderately differentiated. What do we know now? The best regimen probably is Alimta-based platinum. Alimta says platinum. That's the best in the stage 4 setting right now.
What about so, Bev?
And we might even give this guy Avastin preoperatively, truthfully, in the absence of brain meds. And we've done that off-study now in numerous patients, and they do fine, and they have very good response rates, and they also go on to surgery without complication.
It kind of reminds me in a weird way, we're like working on this huge project looking at patients with colorectal cancer and hepatic-only mets.
Right.
And there's this big controversy about if you have a patient who's already resectable, do you give them pre-op systemic therapy? And there's been a real trend moving in that direction. It kind of almost reminds me more of that scenario than something like breast and colon because your outcomes are so desperate. You know, the prognosis is so poor in this situation. Do you see an analogy there?
No, I think you're spot on there. And the thing about lung cancer, you know, if someone said, well, look, if you just resected him today and then we'll give some, you know, moderate adjuvant doublet to follow and the survival are 80, 90%, I would say, and you might bump it a few percent to 95, I'd say fine. But it's not that way. Remember, this patient stage 2, or even we're splitting here stage 3A and 2AP window, this is still considered early stage disease where good old hot lights and cold steel, some local therapy up until most recently, the last 5 years, has been the standard of care. And what is that cure rate? It's 25 to 40%. I mean, come on. How can we consider that early stage disease where single modality surgery, whatever, should be enough? Of course, it's not enough. You need combined modality. And what we're trying to say, you know, and I think what you're echoing is let's think out of the box for Christ's sake. This is the 21st century. And we don't necessarily need to wait for the benefit or for the prospective randomized trial, which unfortunately in a neoadjuvant setting, we can never prove in this country and anywhere, because the surgeons don't buy into it, it takes too long, et cetera, where we would tailor the chemotherapy, at least to the histology, if not to the biopsy of the genomics, right?
And I know that you've been involved with some interesting research on that, and I want to ask you about that. But also, you know, just sort of the whole issue of translational preoperative research, because, for example, in breast cancer, that seems to be really the direction that things are moving, to use the neoadjuvant setting to see if you can come up with tissue predictors or responses to specific agents. You haven't really seen, I mean, it's obviously different when you've got to do a thoracotomy, but it seems like theoretically that kind of model could be pursued.
That model not only could be pursued and in a few places is being pursued, but most definitely should be pursued. And, you know, our community, relatively, especially the thoracic surgeons, with all due respect, we're kind of conservative and stodgy and slow to change, et cetera. But we need to change because the times are changing. And the truth of the matter is there already are a few centers, for instance, Memorial, Mark Chris and others, Nasser Al-Torki there. They're thinking out of the box in a New York hospital a while, to do neoadjuvant window of opportunity trials. Even in the stage 1 patients, for instance, and I think you've seen some of this data they presented at ASCO last year, where it's not a full-on neoadjuvant course of, you know, 2 months and all these other issues. In EGFR-positive adenocarcinomas, they're just given induction Tarceva, et cetera, and with high-resolution spiral CT, being able to see whether the drugs are really getting a three-dimensional response, and they see it in 3 weeks. Right. And then if you know it's working, you know, you do the resection, then you consider that patient for adjuvant therapy, kind of along the lines of the Radiant trial. So, I mean, all of this, more and more of that is going to come in to vogue, and I think we'll become more comfortable.